Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the Psalms, the 8th Psalm, Psalm 8, page 602 in your Schofield Bible. We'll read four verses here. We'll be turning to a nearby psalm after that. First of all, Psalm 8, verses 1 through 4, page 602 in your Schofield Bible. As we always do here, let's please stand for the reading of God's Word. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth, who hast set Thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast Thou ordained strength because of Thine enemies, that Thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider Thy heavens, the work of Thy fingers, the moon and the stars which Thou hast ordained, what is man that Thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that Thou visitest him? Psalm 19, just a few pages over, the 19th Psalm, once again, verses 1 through 4. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun. Let's pray. Father, we're sure thankful for our church, for our preacher, for Thy Word. We're thankful for faithful copies from which we can get the truth. We're thankful to be here today. Bless, we pray, and meet with us in another demonstration of Thy power. Save those who need to be saved. We pray that You'd help each Christian here, that they too will get what they need. Help us each. And bless us with Thy power and presence in Jesus' name. Amen.
Someday before I die, I'd like to pastor a church that appreciates just when I need Him most, as much as it does, let's have a little talk with Jesus. I don't know how in the world that doesn't affect you. I really don't. And you say you're just getting old. Well, that song, You Need Jesus As Much As I Do. When I get old, I'll announce it. But I want to read for you, just without your turning to it, a portion of what we read a while ago. David said, when I consider Thy heavens, the work of Thy fingers, the moon and the stars which Thou hast ordained, what is man that Thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that Thou visitest him? And I want to read for you just a couple of verses from the 19th Psalm. Once again, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. I'm going to bring this morning what would be somewhat of an unusual message, not as practical as normal, but I want to try to comfort your heart in the strength and the omnipotence of our great God. I want to speak today on the first ordained preacher. The first ordained preacher. Our Heavenly Father, bless me as I speak this morning. Better still, speak through me this morning concerning Thy greatness. Help the people to be singing as they leave, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. May we say with the psalmist, when I consider Thy heavens, the moon and the stars which Thou hast ordained, what is man that Thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that Thou visitest him? Give us this morning a new love for God, the greatness of our great Father. In Jesus' name, amen. The planetary system is the first ordained preacher. In fact, in Psalm 19, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Verse 2 says, day unto day it uttereth speech, and night unto night it showeth knowledge. And then it says, Heavens, when they preach, don't need an interpreter. There is no voice, no language, speech, or language where their voice is not heard. Oh, you say, Brother Hiles, you're trying to tell me the heavens are a preacher, an ordained preacher? Oh, yes. I read it just a while ago. The apostle David said, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained." So it sounds like to me that God has ordained the heavens to be the first ordained Baptist preacher. Now, what do they preach? Listen to me. Don't leave me now. Don't leave me. I'm going to brag about your God this morning. Their sermon is about the glory of God. It says the heavens declare the glory of God. Now, it does not say the heavens declare the glory of the heavens, but the heavens declare the glory of the God that made the heavens. You see, behind mathematics is a mathematician. Behind the watch is a watchmaker. Behind the sculpture is a sculptor. Behind the building is a builder and an architect. Behind the book is an author. Behind the painting is an artist. Behind the song is the writer. And behind the constellations of the heaven is our great God who made the heavens and the earth. To look at what he made is to glorify the maker. When I say starlight, star bright, first star I've seen tonight, I wish I might, have this wish I wish tonight, or twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. I need to stop and realize behind that Milky Way is the God who made the Milky Way. And behind that North Star is the God who made the North Star. And behind the heavens and the beauty of the heavens, there's the God that made the heavens, if you please. Now, let's look at something about the sermon outline that this great ordained preacher preaches. I want you to notice first, the psalmist said in Psalm number 8, "O Lord, our Lord, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens." Now, that little line there, "who has set thy glory above the heavens," and the next line says, "for out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength." Now, when God says that, and this is old hat here, this review, the first part here, God is likened to a great actor, and God is going to come out and do his performance. He comes out on the platform of the earth, and he tries to do his performance, but the earth is not a big enough platform for God's performance. So God says, "Okay, I'll build a platform in the heavens. And that platform shall be across Jupiter and Venus and Mars and the stars and the constellations and the sun and the moon." And the Bible says that platform is not big enough for God. So he builds a platform above the heavens. "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens." Say amen. Above the heavens. And that next line is my favorite. "For out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength." God said, "My performance is so great and so mighty, the earth is not big enough for my platform, and the heavens are not big enough for my platform. It must be above the heavens. That's how great my God is." But then he says it. He hears the little child in the nursery as he cries. And that's what the psalmist meant when he said, "What is man? When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" Let me just tell you what I'm going to say for about 30 minutes this morning. I'm going to just rejoice in the fact that that one that made the heavens knows who I am. He's mindful of me. That isn't all. I talked to him just a while ago, and he visiteth me. And the psalmist said, "What a wonderful thought, the great creator of all the heavens up there. He knows my name. He knows where I live. He knows my telephone number. He visits with me." No wonder the psalmist David was a shouter, and no wonder he praised God so much, and no wonder he was like a few of you and not like most of you. No wonder David was so happy, because he realized that great God visited him. I continue to read the sermon outline of our ordained preacher. If you walked at a mile a minute today, you could get to the front of the Milky Way in 2 billion years. I'd suggest you take your lunch. If you walked a mile a minute, 60 miles an hour, and that's pretty fast walking, it would take you exactly 2 billion years to get to the Milky Way. And the Milky Way is just the front porch of the constellations. I mean, that's just the vestibule. And my God made all of those. I mean, he knows me. He He knows the little lady in the rest home today and the man there. He knows the patient in the hospital by name. He's mindful of the one who just, the little widow. He's mindful of the poor Chicago ghetto-bound bus kid. I'm saying God knows you. Did you hear what I said? God knows you. And all of that, He thinks about you. And all of that, He wants to visit you and fellowship with you. Fool you on an autograph of Michael Jordan. I started to say, I know the God that made Michael Jordan. I'm not sure He did. I know He didn't make Dennis Rodman. We continue with the sermon of our great ordained preacher. The sun that you see occasionally here in this area that you saw this morning is 90 million miles away. Around this earth, it's 25,000 miles. The sun is 1 1/3 million times bigger than the world. It weighs 2 octillion tons. I weighed it just before I came in this morning. It weighs 2 octillion tons, and the sun that you see, which is 1 1/3 million times bigger than the earth, is one of God's baby suns. And I know the Maker personally. And He knows me, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we, hey, rejoice, the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent Creator of the universe, He knows you today. Our solar system, Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, Venus, and so forth, are little folks to God. Their kindergarten is compared to the PhDs out in space. The moon is but a suckling infant. And that great God that made that universe, as the psalmist David looked up and said, when I consider thy heavens, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, thou hast put all things under his hands, all the beasts, the oxen, the fish of the sea, and the fowl of the air, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. Hey, did you hear me? You little piece of dust held together by some water. You little person down here on earth trying to make a living and trying to make it through, I want you to know that the great God, the Creator of the universe, He knows you and loves you. He continues to speak to us this morning. Did you know that the planet Sirius, the light that you saw when you looked up last night, if you did, and saw the star, that star, that light left the heavens 22 years ago. Brother, I told Brother Johnny that a while ago. He said it may be gone by now. But the light. Did you know that go out and look at the star Polaris? And do you know that star was that light that you saw last night left that star 2 years after World War II ended? And did you know that God has stars that we know about? The light that you saw last night left there in the days of Isaiah? The light, you didn't see the light that was there last night. You saw the light that left that star 2,700 years ago. It left that star when Daniel was in the lion's den. If that left that star when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fiery furnace. It left that star when Ezekiel was in captivity and the light just got here. Hey, what a God! What a God! Oh, how great thou art! Lord my God, when I with awesome wonder consider all thy hands have made, how great thou art! I just want you to leave here this morning saying, well, glory, what a great God we have! You know that there is room in the universe, they say, for 1 billion suns. Now, if each of those 1 billion suns has 8 planets, as ours does, that means there could be in the universe, and may be in the universe, 9 billion orbs. And they go on and on, cycle after cycle, and their fingers never touch each other. What a God. and He knows me. They say that every day our solar system grows 100 miles a second. So I look up this morning and see what God has done and hear His preacher. I see the unspeakable loveliness of the heavens. I see the unshored spaces. I see the seven-colored rainbow. I see the archipelagos of light. I see the azure blue of the sky. I see the depths of the heights. I see the uniqueness of each snowflake that falls. I see the beauty of each raindrop and the heavenly tabernacle for the sun and the sunrise as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and running his race across the sky and riding his circuit to his hangar called the sunset. I see the lesser light to rule the night. I see the greater light to rule the day. I see the noons, the midnights, the dawns, and the dusk, and realize that there are no fences known to mark the end of God's great universe. And I want to have a spell. And that God knows me. It travels to infinitude, and that God is mindful of me. Hey, little child this morning, tucked away in the corner, God knows you. Hey, ghetto-bound teenager, maybe you're in a gang this morning. There's something better in life than that gang. There's something better in life than that dope. There's something better in life than that licentiousness. There's a God in heaven who's your creator, and He loves you, and He gave His Son to die for you, and He wants you for Himself. Come to Him this morning and take Him as your great Savior. That God is mindful of me. He's not only mindful of me, He's mindful of the lonely widow. He's mindful of the babe in the nursery. He's mindful of the sick in the hospital. He's mindful of the vagrant sleeping on the streets. He's mindful of the lonely mission man. He's mindful of the ghetto-bound bus kid. He's mindful of the one that's stricken with cancer. He knows every pain you feel. He knows every fear that you feel. Oh, I love that song the choir sang a while ago. And stepping on shore. We say, oh, I don't want to die. I don't want to die either. But I'll tell you what. Somebody asked General Arnold one time. Said, what's the most exciting things ever happened to you? He said, it hasn't happened yet. It'll happen 5 minutes after I die. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He's prepared for us a place. You look at the earth. Look at the mountains of Colorado. As great pyramids standing between or on the continental divide. Look at the pine trees of North Carolina that rise like a heavenly steeple above an earthly sanctuary. Look at the redwoods and the sequoias of Northern California standing there as the Samson of the forest. Look at the lakes of Minnesota like 10,000 teardrops of deity so man can look up. While looking down, look at the emerald green of the meadows of Kansas and the verdant valleys of New England. Look at the painted deserts of Arizona. Look at the cliffs of San Diego. Look at the peaks of the Alps. Look at the blue waters of the Mediterranean and the Galilean Sea. Look at the petals of the rose. Enjoy the scent of the gardenia. Look at the mighty Amazon. Marvel at the lily. Feel the peace of the hills of the Virgin Islands and see the Edenic beauty of Hawaii. And marvel at what God has made on this earth. But ladies and gentlemen, that's just God practicing. When God made the world, He was just practicing. The earth is but His practice field. The heavens are His stadium. The earth is but His hors d'oeuvres. The earth, the heavens are His entree. The earth is but His rough draft. The heavens are His masterpiece. The earth is only His rehearsal. The heavens are His concert. The earth is His grade school. Elementary school, if you please. And the heavens are His graduate school. The earth is His shoot-around. And the heavens are the championship game. The earth is His warm-up. And the heavens is the game. The earth is His introduction. The heavens are the manuscript. The earth is His prefix. The heavens are the content. The earth is the introduction. The earth is the vestibule, and the heavens are the sanctuary. The earth is spring training, and the heavens are the World Series. The earth is boot camp. The heavens are his battlefield. The earth is his engagement, and the heavens are his marriage. The earth is his warm-up. The heavens are reality. The earth is his first fruit. The heavens are the main harvest. The earth is his seminary. The heavens are his pulpit. The earth is his preacher boy. The heavens are his prophet. I'm simply saying, you think you got something down here, brother? Look up! And I consider thy heavens the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. And I stop to think that you know me, you're mindful of me, and you visit with me, and you've made me a little lower than the angels, and you crown me with glory and honor, and you put all things under my feet, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. And the psalmist shouted, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Look at a painting and say not, what a beautiful painting. Say, what a wonderful painter. Look at a building and say not, what a good building, but what a good builder. Look at a song or hear a song and say not, what a beautiful song, but say, what a marvelous writer. Read a book and say not, what a good book, but what a good author. And look at the heavens and don't say, what a beautiful sky. Say, what a wonderful God we have. The earth is simply the hors d'oeuvres, as I said. And the heaven is the entree. Now, don't stop there. There's a dessert. Earth is the salad, the soup, pickled asparagus. The heavens are the Big Macs, the steaks, chicken fried steak, fried chicken. The heavens are the entree, but don't forget, beyond the heavens there is a dessert. I was reading a book one day and it talked about the heavens and said in the north part of the heavens there's an empty space. It said that we found no stars there, no planets there, an empty space in the north, it says. And I said, shoot, I know what that is. The psalmist said, salvation cometh not from the east or the west, but from the north. So up yonder somewhere above the heavens, the north space. And that book said, every once in a while we just see a flash of light. That's when the door opens to welcome a saint stepping on shore, if you please. Let me tell you about the dessert. I've heard of a place that's called heaven, sweet home of the happy and free, the haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Oh, my mother used to sing, oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds lie. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. And we'd stand beside her bed when she was dying. And we'd hold hands and sing together. The land, oh, the land of the cloudless day. Let me tell you something, folks. I wish I could make you understand. Death is not much fun, but what happens right after death is the most fun you'll ever have in your life. I'm telling you. Okay, so we didn't want to see Steve Staton go, but I'll tell you what, he's playing tag with the angels right now, I guarantee you for sure. Thank God for heaven. Thank God. Let me tell you about the dessert. It has streets of gold and gates of pearl. Nobody ever dies there. There's never a funeral procession. They have no caskets there. Nobody ever falls off a scaffold and is paralyzed from his chest down. Nobody ever, no little child ever is found face down in a pool of water to be semi-comatose the rest of his life. No 26-year-old husband ever says, I feel a pain, goes to the doctor and finds out it's cancer. No servant of God ever finds out that it's a heart condition. No Mrs. Evans will ever know cancer again. And, well, I tell you what, Mrs. Evans, she's going to lick this thing. I mean, she's not only going to live forever. She's going to discover a cure for cancer on the way. I'll bind you for sure. But praise God for heaven. Thank God there's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith I can see it afar. Thank God. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus there. When we all get to heaven, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. While a choir was singing today, I got thinking, I'm 70 years old. I'm almost as old as you are. I'll be 71 in less than 3 months. Good night. It may be 20 years before I get to heaven, but that's not very long. It may be 20 minutes before I get there. I'm not packed yet. But I'm ready to go. Now again, I don't want to die. I don't want to go through the ordeal. In fact, I'm going to ask him to leave my casket closed. Because John Alder's not going to know how to fix my hair. He's not going to know. But I want you to know something else. Brother Caleb, when they sawed your chest open the other day, bless God, if you'd never waked up, you'd been in heaven. Heaven. No pain, no sickness, no sorrow, no death, no suffering, no disease, no cancer. No little child who's crippled to be at the door of my office when I walk in every Sunday morning and Sunday night, Wednesday night, little wheelchair. I love you, Bubber Hiles. I love you, Bubber Hiles. None of that anymore. Oh, let me tell you, Brother Randy, you can take that wheelchair and throw it away, and you can jump and dance and praise God and have a spell and run all over heaven. Thank God. I consider thy heavens, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou visitest him? The heavens are God's first ordained preacher. The sun and the moon which thou hast ordained. And they declare the glory of God and showeth forth his handiwork. And day unto day they utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge, and there is no voice, nor speech, nor language, for their voice is not heard. I want to tell you something this morning. That's the kind of God I want in control of me. That's the kind of God I want to trust. And that God, that great omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God, who made the sun and made the stars and making a home in heaven now for me, that same God revealed himself on earth through Jesus Christ. That God became flesh and dwelt among us. For 33 homesick years he walked the shores of Galilee and the sandy hills of Judea. Never sinned. His hands never took what they shouldn't have taken. His eyes never saw what they shouldn't have seen. His tongue never spoke what it shouldn't have spoken. His feet never walked where they shouldn't have walked. His heart never felt what it shouldn't have felt. His mind never thought what it shouldn't have thought. He lived a perfect life. He was a lamb without blemish. He went to Calvary, and on the cross he took your sins and mine upon himself and paid the penalty for your sins and for mine. See, that great God wanted us to see him. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Don't you follow off after some cult. Don't you follow after some Buddhist Zen. Don't you follow after some work salvation. You trust a Savior who's the revelation of the great God of the universe, and rely upon him to take you to heaven when you die. Don't rely upon somebody who puts a wafer on your tongue. Don't rely upon somebody who puts some water on your brow. Don't rely upon somebody who's got a big old tall cowboy hat on walking down with a bathrobe. Don't do it. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of this world were so strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. That great God I've been talking about this morning, he knows you. He knows you back there, beloved deaf one. You've not heard the choir sing this morning, and you can't hear me now. You've never heard an I love you or a God bless you. But he knows you're back there this morning. If you're back there and you never trusted him, he wants to save you and take you to heaven where you can shout and be heard forever and ever. You folks up here lived on the streets of Chicago,
all week long and slept on Lower Wacker Dry. Let me tell you, you didn't go to bed in a place, in a cardboard box one time last week, but what the God of heaven knew exactly where you were. And that God loves you as much as He loves me. He loves you as much as He loves the most wealthy person in this building or the most educated person. He loves you. That same God that made the heavens and the earth, He knows you. He loves you. And He wants to take you to heaven where you'll never be a street person. And if you are, you'll sleep on golden streets. He knows your name, rescue mission fella. Life has not been real good to you, and you've not been too good to it. But He knew you last night when you went to bed on that cot in the rescue mission. He loves you. He loves you and knows you. And the Bible says He visits you. Do what David did. Look at the stars tonight. Consider how big and how magnificent God's handiwork is. And stop and realize that very God that made those heavens loves you. Trust Him this morning as your Savior. Ah, you dear people over here in the educable slow. God love you. I love you. And God has a special love for you. Did you know the one of you that has the toughest time reasoning? Do you know that the God of heaven knows who you are? He knows your needs. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your address. He knows your phone number. And He loves you. And if you can reason enough to know that you're a sinner and that Jesus died for you on the cross and paid your penalty, He'll save you and take you to heaven someday where Einstein will look retarded compared to you. He knows you. He knows you, bus kid. You don't know who your daddy is, but you can know who your real daddy is, your Heavenly Father. Your mom and your daddy got divorced, but God will never divorce from you. He loves you. He wants to make you His child today. Look up to the heavens tonight and say, I'd like to trust the God that can do that. And He can do more than that. That's just the entree. The dessert comes after a while. Trust Him this morning. What a God. What a God. How great Thou art. How great Thou art, the writer said. A mighty fortress is our God, another writer said. Trust Him as your Savior. Rely upon that great God as revealed in Jesus Christ to take you to heaven when you die. In just a few moments, the choir is going to sing. I'd walk down this aisle if I were you. If I'd never taken time to receive Christ, I'd take time this morning. You've got to do it someday. You're going to go to hell when you die. Walk down this aisle this morning, and there'll be a man at the end of the aisle. He'll show you the news of how you can know personally this great omnipotent God, the Creator of the universe. If you've been saved this week, you walk down the aisle, let me tell the people you've trusted Christ. If you want to join an old-fashioned King James Bible-only, separated, separatist, independent, old-time religion, Baptist church, we invite you to make ours yours. Shall we stand, please? The choir's going to sing. Leave your seat on the first stanza and say, if He's that powerful, I'd like to entrust my eternity in Him. Come as the choir sings. Come and say yes to God.